They say sometimes you have to give the devil his due. And we're going to do that in this episode today. We're definitely going to give the devil his due. Simple fact that he is probably one of the most influential characters in human history in the last 2,000 years. He is blamed for catastrophe, terrible things, evil throughout the world. According to Christian tradition, he was a rebellious angel that was cast out of heaven after a war, has now become the bane of existence to all of humanity. In Islam, he is known as Iblis, who was a pious jinn that refused to bow down to God's creation, and thus now has become the enemy of humanity. Whether you believe in the devil or not, I think you will find these stories about those who have made the deal with the devil very interesting, especially since one of those deals actually influences one of our Halloween traditions. So with that, we'll take a look at the devil and the deals, and maybe how you can make a deal with the devil too. I'm your host, the Paranormal Pilgrim, and this is the Land of the Shadow People.
When the devil's in the mood, nightmares come pouring out of hell.
Welcome back to the Land of the Shadow People podcast. I am glad you are able to join me today as we get ready to give the devil his due. But before we do that, hit that like button, click subscribe, and go ahead and share this podcast. And also, I would like some of you guys to send in some stories. I've gotten one story so far. I would like to get at least a couple, three more as a Halloween special if possible. So the email address will pop up on the screen occasionally, and it's down below in the description. So with that, let's get the devil his due. So when we talk about the devil, we talk about probably one of the most influential beings in our history, especially within the last 2,000 years with the spread of Christianity and the rise of Islam, which shares similar devil-like stories. If you haven't heard, according to Christian theology, the devil is a fallen angel, a once guardian cherub of God who became so filled with pride in his own beauty that he rebelled against God, thinking he could be God. And after a war in heaven, he was cast out and has since been the bane of existence to humanity. In Islam, a very pious jinn named Iblis was invited to heaven to live in heaven because he was so pious. Well, there came a time when God created Adam and told all the angels and the jinn that they must bow down and worship his new creation. And Iblis, being so filled with his own piety and his own self, that he also rebelled against God in the story and has become the bane of existence to humanity. Whether you believe in these stories or not, there is no doubt that the devil plays a large influence in our society. Whether he is an actual being or a personification of evil, he is, well, everywhere. He is blamed for things that are tragedy. His motif is used to describe people of great evil. He's in our movies, our cartoons. He's a popular character at Halloween, too. Usually with a red cape and a pitchfork, some horns, and a very nice goatee. In some cases, a very nice smile. Whatever you think of the devil, he's there, just playing some sort of role. In fact, he has made such an influence in our society that people throughout history have come to make deals with the devil in exchange for their soul. They get the desires of their heart. whether it be fame or fortune, power, or even something ridiculous. History is replete with some of those stories, and we're going to share at least three of those stories. And maybe some of the ways you can make a deal with the devil yourself. Maybe. But anyways, one of these stories, probably the one that really influences all stories with making a deal with the devil, is that of Faust. Known as the Faustine bargain or the Mephistophelian bargain, Faust was a German man that lived in the late 1500s. Actually, I should say more or less the 1400s to the mid-1500s. It is said that Faust was so displeased with his life that he had made a deal with the devil. They had written on a contract on which he had signed in his own blood. In exchange for his soul, the devil will give him 24 years of a life filled with pleasure. The devil also gave Faust a companion named Christoph Wagner and a poodle, whose name I cannot pronounce. And as such, they go on these great grand adventures. They eat the finest of foods, drink the best beer, the best wine. They visit the Pope, the Sultan, the Kaiser. I mean, everything a person at that time could imagine, they lived that life to the fullest. But after about 16 years, Faust begins to regret this decision and wants out of the deal, but the devil talks him into staying with the contract, essentially, and fulfill it. Persuaded by the life of pleasure that he has lived after 24 years, the devil comes and announces that he is there to take Faust to hell at midnight. And thus, Faust has one last supper with his friends, as he excuses himself for the night. He admonishes them and tells them to repent and live a pious life. And off to the room he went. And as midnight came, a loud sound came from his room, like a crack of thunder and screams of horror. In the morning, when they came to check in his room, there was blood all over the walls, body parts, his eyes laid out in the middle of the floor, and his body was tossed into the courtyard. Another such famous story is that of Robert Johnson, a blues player who had a very short career in 1936 and 1937, in fact, an only 7-month career, where he made his landmark recordings. And where he displayed his great singing abilities, his guitar skills, and songwriting skills that would influence generations of musicians, and was actually considered one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century. In fact, he is now recognized as a master of the Delta Blues. He unfortunately had his life ended shortly after his career started when he was... According to stories, he was at a bar where he was murdered for flirting with another man's wife. Stories began to surface after his death that he had made a deal with the devil by meeting with the devil at midnight at the crossroads, because his singing skills and his guitar skills were not all that they should be. And the devil gives him a magical guitar, gives him the ability to do what he wants. With everything, when you make a deal with the devil, it comes with a high price, more than just your soul being taken to hell. In fact, one of these stories that really play a big influence in today's Halloween traditions is that of Stingy Jack. Now, Stingy Jack was a ill-repute drunkard of a man who lived a life of such debauchery that even the devil himself had taken notice and wanted to take Jack's soul to hell as part of his collection. Now, what the devil didn't realize is when he came for Jack's soul that he was dealing with a man who was known throughout his area as a great deceiver and a great manipulator. And so when the devil comes and tells Jack that he is ready to take his soul to hell, Jack was not quite ready. In fact, he fell into a little bit of depression and despair. But as the master manipulator as Jack was, he was able to talk the devil into one last drink before he got his soul taken to hell. So the devil agreed and they went to the tavern. And there he had a few ales. And Jack had told the devil that he didn't have any money and he couldn't go without paying the tab. And he asked the devil if he can turn himself into a silver coin in order so he can pay his tab real quick and then they can go. The devil agreed to this, but instead of paying his tab, old Stingy Jack put that silver coin in his pocket where there was a blessed crucifix in it and walked out of the tavern with the devil in his pocket and not paying his bill. Well, the devil was upset and demanded that Jack take him out of his pocket so he could transform into his normal devilish self. And Jack only agreed, if the devil would agree, then he would leave him alone for at least a year in order so he can live his life to the fullest, so to speak. So the devil agreed, and Jack took him out, and the devil transformed and swore that he'd be back in 1 year to take Jack's soul to hell. And that year came and went, and Jack was, well, Jack, giant a-hole, drunkard, and everything else. Well, the devil showed up, told him it was time to go. And he told the devil he couldn't go. He was hungry, he was starving, he can't go to hell without without food in your belly going on an empty stomach. And they happened to be by an apple tree, and he asked the devil if the devil could grab him an apple real quick so he can eat. Well, the devil, obviously not learning his lesson from last time, climbed up the apple tree where Jack happened to put a few crucifixes around the base of the apple tree, trapping the devil in the apple tree. Well, and that's where the negotiations began again, where he had basically made a deal that the devil would just leave him alone and he would never spend any time in hell. Well, the devil agreed to it, and then Jack let the devil go. Well, as time went, and Jack finally met his fate and died. And as he was approaching the gates of heaven, heaven said, "No, you are way too evil of a man to be let in this pure place." And so he was sent down to hell. And the devil met him at the gates and told him, "Well, quite frankly, hell no. Then you will not have a man like that in hell." Fearing that Jack may actually upset Satan himself and sit at the throne of hell. And this kind of had Jack distraught, because now he would be a wandering soul. But as Jack walked away, the devil threw a hot coal from hell at him. And Jack took that coal and stuck it in a turnip he happened to be eating. And that's where you get the term the jack-o'-lantern. In old Celtic times, as you know, the jack-o'-lantern was originally a turnip where scary faces were carved out to scare away demons and evil spirits and whatnot. As the Irish and the Scots came to America, they took some of those traditions with us and found that the pumpkin worked so much better. And with the story of Stingy Jack carving out the pumpkin, put the candle in it, and there you go. And you had the jack-o'-lantern. Jack of the lantern. So those are three stories about dealing with the devil. Now, how to make a deal with the devil? Honestly, I don't know. According to the stories, as you have heard, you sign a contract with the devil and you sign it in blood and come to an agreement with the contract. Whatever it is that you want for exchange of your soul. Now, people have debated whether you can sell your soul or not. That I don't know. I'm not an expert. I don't think I've ever sold my soul to the devil. And according to some traditions, Some of those packs that you're making with the devil deals with copulation with the devil and doing perverse sexual acts, murdering people, all sorts of stuff. And this is kind of some of the stuff that was thought that quote-unquote witches did back in medieval times in order to have the power that they had over people. Although if you listen to my episode from last Halloween about witches, yeah, there's very little evidence about that. But with that, and that is our deal with the devil. And so our due has been paid and souls are saved. And with that, don't forget to write in your story. The email address, if you haven't seen already, is theparanormalpilgrim@protonmail.com. And with that, I bid you adieu and a farewell. Till this side of the veil or the next.